hear no evil, don't you lay no evil down on me. You're gonna burn in hell.
We're back.
Yes, 2026.
Let's talk Astro Landman reactions.
Goblin.
Is it back?
I'm just kidding. I haven't watched any Landman.
That's an oil show.
No, why?
Very pro oil. It's like an oil company funded show, isn't it?
Well, they're gonna do Landman Caracas.
Oh cool. Yeah.
That's cool. It's some Billy Bob
based
down
there. In real Bloody reality. Big
socialism doesn't work.
You know what I found out?
T-Mobile.
My family's Christmas gathering. We went down to San Diego. My cousin, who lives and works in Montreal, said she did some compositing for both Tulsa King and Landman.
What?
Did they make Stallone's ankles thicker?
Yeah. I asked her about Stallone's ankles. She said it's a lot of just like car stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Tyson's dad.
Yeah.
Dad, no! We never really saw much of him.
When does that come back?
Oh, probably extremely
Four
soon.
Years?
Probably takes like 2 seconds to make.
I don't know, though, with the Sheridan era
right,
over.
Right, yeah.
Paramount. We might not get any more of our favorite worst show ever.
What about Nola King?
What did he make the new deal with, Paramount?
The new deal was FDR.
Oh, no, Paramount was the old deal.
Yes, Paramount, I think it's Netflix?
No, you know what it was? It was Skydance. I think his new deal...
But they own Paramount.
Oh, you're right.
They own CBS. Now, because now it'll say Paramount, a Skydance company.
So, that's so cool.
Oh, my God.
I watched Lord of the Rings over the weekend, and I thought, Netflix is going to own these.
Yeah. It's got that looming over it.
Fortunately, the IP is in the good hands of Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Or the third, first age?
Just think, we're going to be getting a
second
Amazon,
age.
Amazon has the rights to, like, I think the appendices?
Which is what they, like, based all the Rings of Power stuff on, right? Just, like, yes. Appendices
That's
stuff.
Why it's, like, I mean, I think it's also just horrible writing, but that's why, like, so much of the stuff is like, it's kind of what happens, but, like, they can't use, I don't think they can use, like, the Silmarillion or Unfinished Tales.
They have to dance around everything.
Which is where all that stuff comes
from.
Come up
with original stuff.
So they can only use, like, they can use Curd in the Shipwright, but...
But will they?
Only in as much as he is mentioned in the appendices or
Bizarre.
Something.
They got Bizarre. Celebrimbor in there.
So they don't even own
From Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah. From Shadow of Mordor, of the video game. That's right.
He's a great character in that first one. And then I tried to play the second one because I was working at Machinima and we had to do all the fucking marketing leading up to it for Facebook
videos. All the bad marketing
for the bad game. Yeah. And when I played it, it was like, oh, not only is this just not as fun of a game because they packed too much shit into it,
but
also they made that character just a dick. he just becomes a jackass. And it's like, there's nothing compelling about it from what I remember.
The first game
is so good.
I've been playing so much of that Avatar game.
I haven't gone back since we saw the movie. I feel like I was good on Pandora.
I got to the planes. I never got into the planes before.
Plane?
Oh! There's like a whole other...
Oh, I got to the planes when I was playing recently.
Like, fuck, this is actually super sick. I actually like
I don't know how to get my Dire Horse back, though.
You have to get...
It's
you
just
get,
gone.
Well, like, you get like 2 seconds into it, and they just give you your Ekron back.
Yeah, that is
then
true.
You can keep flying your
They
Ekron.
Give you your Ekron back.
Give you Ekron back.
Banshee is what you might call it.
Yeah.
Oh.
As the white man.
From the popcorn bucket. As a sky person, pink people.
Yeah.
I have not been playing that. I played when I had COVID. When I had the COVID. That was a little Bobby Hill.
Dad, I COVID. Think I had COVID.
I got COVID.
I got COVID-19.
No son of mine was in China.
If I don't see you wearing that mask, Bobby.
The Wuhan flu.
That would be a Peggy.
Yeah.
I heard in Wuhan.
Yeah.
They don't even speak Espanol. Classic Mandarin class. Peggy teaching Mandarin, that would be great.
That'd be
but
incredible.
No, I was playing Jurassic World Evolution 2.
Oh.
Is that the sim?
Yeah, like the Zoo Tycoon.
That's from the Elite Dangerous developer.
Frontier?
Yeah.
They also made, I think, Roller Coaster Tycoon 3. Yeah.
And then Planet Coaster?
Yes, they make those games.
I played some of the Jurassic. It's fun.
I got because I got it for like $4. Yeah. It's pretty fun. I played like because you don't breed them in the second one.
Yeah.
They're clearly like very in line with whatever the Universal Pictures vision of Jurassic movies was at the time.
Sure.
Which
weird
is
parameters.
Like some kind of like conservationist message mixed right. with dinosaurs being released into the wide world.
Yeah.
And then the newer one, they're just like, you just breed them. They're just animals.
Whatever.
But this one, you have to like send teams to go retrieve them from places around the US. Mm. And
they're loose.
I went and picked up five of the things that spray in Wayne Knight's face.
Oh, is it like the frills and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like they're big versions of those. So I make them a pen. I airdrop them in. I get them all set up with water and trees and like a
Wayne
feeding
Knight
pen.
Comes along.
Then they all have rabies.
Oh,
then they break rabies. Into the adjacent pens and just start running around like, and kill the neighboring dinosaurs. And I was like, son of a bitch.
That's
so
cool.
It's pretty funny. And yeah. I've kept myself from buying the third one because it's on sale, but it's like $50.
Mm,
even though they add terrain manipulation and modular
almighty.
Building.
Didn't they have terrain stuff in the first one? In the second
one?
Yeah,
but it's kind of limited.
Can their dinosaurs get out and start eating people?
Yes.
Yeah. I watched some compilations
of that. Your park rating
can happen.
Go down. Yeah. But I'm going to play more of the second one. It's pretty fun. Like, it's definitely a Charlotte game, but also the Jurassic stuff is very fun.
Yeah.
But they also...
pretty solidly made park games.
They have a lot of voice acting, and they have people that are supposed to be Chris Pratt's character, which is named... Owen Grady.
Sure. I was going to say it was like Cajun
but
something.
Cajun?
Cajun.
Cajun.
Cajun. Cajun. Cajun. Brady.
Cajun Winters. No, it's... Fortunately, it doesn't like sound that much like Chris Pratt at all, but they've got the like, you're chaos.
And
they've got Jeff. They've got a Jeff guy.
Wow.
And
all right.
They're Dr. Hammond is... just a Scottish guy. Oh. There's nothing about him that sounds like Attenborough.
Wait, so it takes place in the era of the first game?
So I'm not super clear, but there's the first campaign where you work as Department of Fish and Wildlife,
okay,
holding them in various places around the U.S.
Right.
Then there's a different campaign. That one's just housing the dinosaurs and creating a facility, not a park.
Okay.
Then there's one called Chaos Theory, where you go through the events of the first
Chaos
game.
Chaos Theory.
Or the first movie, and maybe the first three, for all I know. But that one I'm still in, and I just got Velociraptors.
Nice.
Remember the game when you could play as a Velociraptor?
What game was that?
It's like a Sega. I think it was Sega. Genesis.
And it wasn't like... Turok, you fought dinosaurs.
Well, this one, there was like two campaigns. There was one where you were a velociraptor and one where you were a man.
Oh, it's just like The Last of Us 2.
What?
Predator and Prey.
Oh.
I thought you meant lesbian and straight woman.
Yeah.
She's straight.
Abby, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I guess, I don't know.
Thank God they're splitting that.
I don't remember.
She lays with a man in the game.
She does lie with man?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. But she's so strong. So, like, what does that mean? Like,
wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
It doesn't
quite
add up, does it?
Yeah.
Something ain't right. Something ain't right.
Hang on a second.
I'll have to pick up that show that I stopped watching after the second episode.
Yeah. It was crazy. Wasn't she, like, not strong?
In the show?
Or something?
She wasn't, like, a buff
person. No, in the show,
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not like.
Do you remember that
buff
tweet?
In the game? She's buff.
No,
I'm sure she gets buff.
I don't remember.
What are you talking about?
There's a
You'd
really
be facetious.
Funny
okay, well,
tweet that we. It was regarding her. It wasn't offensive.
Is it someone we know? Is that why you're not saying?
Kind
of. Okay, got it. I can't wait to hear it.
It's not like someone in our direct orbit, but
they'll never hear this.
No,
I mean, even if it was like someone that we knew, they would never hear it.
But. Speaking of people that'll never hear this, my old neighbor.
Yeah.
Just moved out. I found out. Who, like...
The weird one?
The
guy whose window's always open that would, like, ask you for stuff or something.
What?
Like, for sugar?
Oh, that was your old apartment. That was the apartment in... Didn't you have, like, a weird neighbor in that...
You had a window guy?
Old apartment whose window was always wide open or something?
Oh, yes. Well, his window wasn't... He had a window that looked onto the courtyard, and the blinds were always wide open, and oftentimes, if he wasn't asleep at his computer desk, he would just kind of be sitting, and he would see me coming. And then one time, he did go to hold open the door, and I thought he was trying to give me a hug, so I just tucked into his...
Right.
It was a very awkward interaction.
God. Yeah.
No, this is at my current place, somebody that I thought we might be closer friends.
Your neighbor?
Yeah, because it was they were a gay couple, and sometimes that's enough. Uh-huh. But we didn't really hit it off, which was fine. So I just see them like one of them walking the dog periodically. And he just, I went out for a run, and then he's like, hey, we're renting a house somewhere. We're moving out. And I was like, oh, cool. Congratulations. He's like, yeah, it's been a blast.
It's been a blast.
He said, it's been a blast. Been a hoot. And I had to like stop my, like in my brain, I was like, what's been a blast?
Yeah, huh?
We don't even live on the same side of the building.
Tell me what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't stop thinking about that.
Recall some of these memories to me.
Yeah. Somebody you've never really hung out with aside from like once you got coffee, a year later going,
yeah,
it's been a hell of a ride.
Dude, it's been awesome.
It's been so sick.
It's
chilling
been a great
with you.
Time.
It's been a blast. I was like,
okay.
Oh, sure. Thanks.
Thanks for everything.
I was like, all right.
I love you.
I feel like
you.
We were polite.
Mwah.
That's all you need. Kiss, that's kiss. All you need.
Did you want a hug?
Yeah.
Mean dog.
Well, oh, really?
Not the neighbor. They had a mean dog.
They had a mean dog. Yeah. What breed?
Pit?
There was, I'm just going to say there's enough chihuahua in there. That kind of mean.
Oh. Makes him feel big.
Nasty little dog.
Do you remember the Machinima dog? What was that dog's name? It's like Tutu or something.
Oh, Thule.
Thule.
Yeah. Oh, I think you've both told me about Thule.
Crazy little
what is that motion you're doing?
Doing
you lift your...
She would like get
a human
down
would do that.
The back legs up and then just like
and the front
paw
legs were,
up and down and lose her mind whenever our boss went. It was our boss's dog. Whenever she went to a meeting outside the building.
Oh.
And she was like this, the smallest chihuahua I've ever seen.
Oh, nice.
Like, ever. Like smaller than yogurt. Like way smaller, I would say.
Not even like
that's
half
really
the size
small.
Of yogurt.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
that's
like
diminutive.
This, maybe this big.
Yeah.
I've like, actually now seen a smaller dog.
You've seen
and
a smaller
I would
dog.
Love
really?
To tell you about it after you're done
to,
talking.
I would love to talk about that. But no, Thule, which was short for tulip.
I don't know.
But we also called her Tutu.
Tulip is already short.
Yeah, Tutu is what I was
going.
That was like this rat animal would come into the office.
It had two little underbite tusks and wispy little hair that came
out. Was the tongue sticking out too, right?
The tongue would stick out sometimes and these like bug eyes. And we would just go, it would just slap the ground like a seal on water.
Yeah, yeah.
And
oh
it was
my
just,
God.
And it would get so anxious. It was like,
yeah. Did she shake all the time? Was she a shaker?
Yes, she was a shaker.
Yeah.
And she, our boss would hold her during meetings, and the dog would be like, hey, hey.
Yeah.
And also, she had two big dogs.
Yeah,
that's
what I was
going
to say. She had like two full size big
Egyptian
dogs.
An Egyptian pharaoh hound was one of the ones, and like a German shepherd.
Yeah.
Like
an
80-pound
shepherd.
Dog.
Yeah.
And she brought this thing into her house, but it couldn't pee outside because of hawks.
Yeah.
And so it had to use a pee pad, and the big dogs were like cool,
so they,
so they all started pissing and shitting on this tiny little mat.
Wow, sounds like a great workplace environment.
So
there's
funny.
No way
that Thule is alive,
right?
Well, little dogs
actually,
live a long time.
Yeah, I feel like Thule could definitely be alive.
German but Shepherd, absolutely not.
No.
That was 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, but wasn't she already like pretty old?
No, I don't think she. I think she just looked like a nightmare.
I think
just
she
looked old.
I don't know, yeah.
We would go sit down at our state-of-the-art Facebook streaming setup, which was a, I think, dual PC, a lot of virtual audio cables, two Kinos, and it was to stream to Facebook.
So
and we could stream Just Cause 4.
Yeah.
Dang.
PUBG.
What else? Just PUBG and Fortnite.
Oh, DayZ.
DayZ.
Yeah. It was
my
H1Z at Funhouse for a good stretch where I had to upload every single video to Facebook.
That's awesome.
Alongside the YouTube. Like,
and
these 2 months ago, and I'd also put them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Was this 2016?
I think so.
17?
It must have been 2016.
Good old
when that was
when,
happening.
When Facebook was lying about the numbers.
We should start doing that. We should start uploading to Facebook.
Nothing's stopping us.
We should be kick YouTubers.
Yeah.
Or I guess it wouldn't be YouTube
it would
at that
right
point.
Fit right in with all the nightmare shit that's on Facebook.
Yeah.
I like every time I open it, it's like it's eye opening.
Yeah,
I clicked into it because I was trying to like buy and or I was trying to sell and then potentially buy something on Facebook Marketplace.
Sure. Mm.
So I was using OfferUp and someone was like, "OfferUp is terrible. You'll never sell anything."
Remember
there.
When it was
just,
two apps?
No,
OfferUp and Letgo. And they
Let
were like semi usable.
I forgot about Letgo.
But then they just, I think, acquired them and like everything else just became bad.
Turned into poops.
Yeah, someone was like, "Oh no, use Facebook Marketplace. You'll sell it like immediately," and they were right.
Yeah.
But I logged in and I was like, I think, because I made like a kind of burner one to use the Oculus.
Oh,
so I had
right.
My like three family members found me instantly.
It's definitely recommending you to them based on IP address and switches.
But it the first thing I saw was some post of someone, like, I don't know who they are. It's just randomly served to me about like being evicted.
Okay. What the fuck is this? It's crazy. Like, yeah. It's such a bad vibes place. It's like if in real life you were like, hey, I want to sell this old laptop. And it's like, okay, well, you have to go to the school that's a prison.
Yeah.
And yeah. Also all your aunts and uncles are there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do I have to? And they're like, yeah. And you have to keep checking it. You have to have an app. And also, it doesn't work on desktop.
So yeah. And
you have to have it on your phone.
I have the Messenger app, but not
the Facebook.
Not Facebook. Yeah. App. Right.
Because why the fuck would I want? But it's also like, why is this two separate things?
At one point, they were like,
Facebook,
we're integrating Facebook Messenger and Instagram Message and WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And it kept prompting me, like, do you want to merge these? And I was like, no.
Yeah, it sounds like a nightmare.
That's how it went for like a year or two. And then at a certain point, it stopped asking and it seemed like they just weren't doing that anymore. So I was like, okay. Yeah, I went on Instagram to follow a page for this festival I was talking about.
Yeah.
And then I just ended up on there because they get your hooks, their hooks in you, like the cell.
Right.
And then I was just like scrolling and I was like, God, this fucking sucks. And like Instagram's not nearly as bad as Facebook. Yeah. But right. I sent you guys Autistic Meltdown Butler, right?
Yes. I watched that.
I don't know if I've looked in a bit.
I thought you sent it.
Well, I sent it last night.
No, yeah.
You sent the cigarette alligator thing.
No, that was in the group.
That was really good.
That was the group.
Yeah, yeah.
But he keeps up a drip feed of what a show era and style stuff. But it's to explain to the listener, it's this guy doing a British accent dressed as a butler where it's got the vibe of like, How I Talk to You in the Morning when you wake up, and it's like a guy alone in bed with his phone, but the phone is his girlfriend.
Yes,
he's like,
yes, yeah.
Hey, baby girl, you slipped in a little bit, huh? Hey, no, let me get you a latte.
Yeah,
let me get you a Nespresso.
Yeah,
you're so handsome, baby girl.
Let me make you something in the Keurig.
Hey, I love how soft you smell when you wake up.
Yeah,
can I get you an apple cider from the Keurig?
POV, your butler comforts you during an autistic meltdown.
He's like, oh, good master. Did you get overwhelmed by train engines?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he crouches down and he's looking into the closet where you are.
Huddled. And then
it's a long video.
It's like three and a half minutes.
I didn't even watch the whole thing.
I couldn't believe it kept going. Because then he reads a poo story at one point. He's like, would you like to hear a story? Yeah. And he's got like a Sharpie painted on mustache. And I couldn't tell if, when it was just in the closet, I was like, this can be a joke. This could be a really funny joke. Yeah. But then he moves to a blanket fort that he made.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't worry. Sometimes we get overstimulated in this world. I myself have Asperger's.
Yeah. Which is like not even a thing anymore, right? Yeah.
Or I think it's still autism spectrum disorder now, but I guess people still say it.
Because he's a Nazi, I think.
It's wild to think about like sitting down and be like, all right, time to film today's Facebook video.
You're not Miami Tony Stark.
And you already got Miami Tony Stark.
Because that's good.
He should be doing that.
Yeah. I'll get a butler costume
for
my Facebook video.
Do you think that comes first? Butler costume. How can I use this?
Yeah. He already has the whole wardrobe for just shooting all these shorts. I don't know.
It's like all those romance novel. There's a lot of guys on Instagram now who do like romance novel stuff. Where it's like, you know, they're like a vampire who's gonna fuck you.
Reading or are they just doing a character?
They're like, because
I've seen those guys.
Yeah.
And then, but they're then like there'll be like a long post about call out culture in the vampire community.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that mermaid group I found once.
Yep.
It's like pseudo yoga, half circus mermaid. I don't know.
It's getting tough to go to Barnes & Noble.
Is it?
What's going on over there?
Oh, is it the romance novels?
Yeah.
Is it just bleeding into every genre?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is tough.
Look, I've said it before. Fully support it. Don't care. I really wish it could just be its own section. Like, there is a romance section.
Yeah.
But all the fantasy and sci-fi stuff is in with the rest of the fantasy and sci-fi.
Yeah.
And I do wish we could make a delineation there.
Like some sub-genres of romance. Like,
this is... Yes, it's fantasy, but it's also romance. It's mostly a romance thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how you would do that.
Romance section and then like in romance-y. The romance section. Yeah. It's like inside romance, there's smaller sections.
Yeah, there's a genre called romanticy.
Yeah.
Let's get a romanticy section. Because it's everything now.
Why is it not called like Fantance?
Fantance?
I don't know.
Fantance?
Oh, let me hear a Fantance book.
Same thing happened when manga got really popular.
Oh, yeah.
Started bleeding into all of
it. Just like Romungus. Like, I'm glad that Barnes & Noble is able to stay open now as a result of that.
Yeah. Let's bring back Borders.
But, nah.
It's okay. Yeah, what if Borders was only fantasy?
Only fans? Sorry,
only romance.
Only fans to see.
Only fans to see.
It takes only fans only to fans see. To see. Yeah.
That's yeah. like Vine coming back. It's like, okay, Borders is back, but it's only fans stuff.
I do. Cool. Yeah. FYE.
It's books by OnlyFans models.
It's just Grok books.
Oh, yeah. That could work.
Hell yeah.
Does OnlyFans have like an integrated AI bot?
Surely, right?
Let's go. Yeah.
Ask questions of or something?
I think the vet app I use has like AI going through, like, because I sent a virtual message to the vet because Yogurt has an appointment coming up and there was just a couple things I had questions on, and it like reads it clearly and makes a thing. So I was describing some possible symptoms and I was like, yeah, she's had a couple poops lately that are a little runny, but it's nothing crazy. And then it sums it up and it's like, okay, so it sounds like you want to talk to our virtual assistant about diarrhea. And it was like, no. And then it named the chat diarrhea and then sent it to a real person who responded to me this morning and said, hey, how much diarrhea is she having? And I'm like, I didn't even
say. Hey, Charlotte,
say,
I heard you want to talk diarrhea.
Is this your diarrhea or her diarrhea?
I didn't even say diarrhea. I said,
hey, it's your diarrhea chat box.
And it's like, what's up? I'm Harriet, the diarrhea chat bot.
I heard you love diarrhea.
Yeah. I heard you're even a diarrhea expert, and I'm here for you.
Diarrhea expert.
Can you send a photo of the diarrhea? I'll send you one back.
We should make like a diary app called Diarrhea.
Diarrhea?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Right? Pill full
I guess it's a shit diary, right?
Yeah.
To track your poops.
Yeah, today's
diarrhea.
I wish there would be a butler to help me with my poop meltdown.
Yeah.
I understand you kept wiping and it didn't seem to get any cleaner this morning. Understand that sometimes without a bidet, you should be resigned to spending 25 minutes on the toilet.
Yeah.
You wipe too much, you might see a little bit of blood.
That's okay.
It's nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Your poop might be bloody or you might have eaten a lot of beets.
It's okay. I have hepatitis.
Let me tell you about the time I had the biggest hernia you've ever seen.
I haven't pooped in 6 months.
You seen the video of that guy with the hernia? That's like,
what do you video of a guy with a hernia? What do you mean?
It's just some dude like fighting a cop outside his house or something.
Oh, no.
But he's got a hernia that is like straight up a pregnancy belly. Like, this man looks pregnant.
Like something's
as
like popping
hell.
Out. Yeah.
Well, right. Yeah, because that's what a hernia is, yeah. Right? Like your
it's
muscle. Like,
it's got through.
It is. It's. Yeah. It's. But it's like. It could be a baby in there.
What like, is there's it? Like the insides are the, on the outside.
Yeah,
kind of,
you're like
under the skin.
Your muscle lining, like in your abs, like that area rips, and your intestines like go through it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of so pitched in
yeah,
there.
They like stick into your,
oh,
like
yeah.
in between your
you
skin
like you
and
twist
muscle.
The end of a
basically.
Balloon. And it's
I
like
wish
a separate little balloon.
Yeah, that's what a hernia is.
Yeah.
Why was he fighting the cops?
You don't have to get it to that point. You can also just go into the doctor and fix it. This guy
well, I'll do my own research.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was fighting the cops. I think it was, unrelated.
Just, you got to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we do questions?
I've not seen that video.
I was about to start talking
you
about
gotta check
I was about to look. Have you guys seen the video? Just talking about like uploaded clips of fights on Live Leak, like they're a new show.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the Savers fight?
Uh-huh. I do miss. That was my big the last couple of years, I think something that we lost culturally that was important to me was Black Friday fights.
What?
You don't get them.
I'm right there with
you. They're not around anymore.
All right, let's get some questions open, shall we? Let's find the questions. Where to leave them?
I feel like SantaCon almost had the juice, but then it just wasn't any fun.
Yeah. All right. Questions. Here we go.
And
Gustavo,
answers.
What is your go-to distraction when you have a bunch of stuff to do, but you just don't want to?
Planning some massive purchase that I shouldn't make.
Yeah, researching products.
Yeah,
is a
YouTube
big one.
Clips.
Yeah.
Like, I'll edit a video, I'll make one cut, and pull my phone out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because you worked hard. You worked hard for it.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I'll do this thing sometimes where I'm editing one of our videos, and in the 8 seconds it takes to procure a clip and bring it in, I'll hit play on the show I'm watching.
Yes.
And that's how I'll watch, like,
anytime is a lull.
Yeah. I'll watch like 3 episodes of Voyager that way, because I'm like, ah, shit, I need this Poplu clip. And I hit play, and it's like, don't you think that there might be a way that we can, and then I stop it, and I have to get back to the video.
No, I think I think it was a Jedi Outcast video or something where, like, I was like, okay, let me just download this really long. It's a longer clip. It's going to take a little while.
Yep.
So I downloaded something, and then before long, I had played 3 hours of Destiny.
Yeah.
I do love it's like, well, this is going to take a bit for this page to load. I might as well get a snack.
Spend 6 hours doing something else.
Mine watch with, a movie.
Mine with that is the, because everything downloads fast for me, but I get the, whenever I do exports for pretty much anything. So I was like, all right, I got 3 hours now. It's going to be done in like 5 minutes, but.
Yeah. But you're done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm done working now.
Yesterday, like, I finished work, and then I had to do the notes, and I was like, let me watch a little more TV, and then I'll do notes. And then this morning, I was like, ready to leave to come here, and I was like, thumbnail.
It's a good thumbnail, too.
I already have
thumbnail
the stills.
And titling and stuff at the end is always like, I think it's going to take like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
No. I mean, Inside Gaming, you know, it would take all day.
Different issue.
There was it was nice because with the holidays and stuff, we did like the Metroid video and then the Avatar video, and because we were done so much ahead of time, I was like, oh, let's just swap this, because Avatar just came out, and then it felt like I had a big long gap between my edits because I did that one way early.
I didn't feel like that because I finished mine before I left.
Yeah,
before I left, and then I came back and I was like, the fuck, I gotta do another video.
Yeah, it's still a normal timeline.
Apparently that Avatar game is on Abandonware. So we might be able to get it to run.
Play the PS3 one?
The one
I don't know.
That we tried?
Yeah.
The one that ran really, really bad.
They were all PS3s. Remember this? Sorry. You're gaslighting me?
Yeah.
You
fun little thing we do on
here. Itch.
Next question.
I'm so tired.
You're so mean, Butch.
Yeah, Venezuela.
I do have me.
You want me to turn the lights on? I can turn the lights on.
Yeah, turn the lights on. Let's see if that helps.
NPM says, should I watch DS9 or Voyager once I run out of TNG movies to play while building my Lego Enterprise D? Oh my god, they got it.
Oh.
Just watch it in order.
DS9. You're going to want some videos.
Yeah.
Is it rewatches?
I don't know.
I don't think they specify. Should I watch all of
DS9?
Yeah.
Either way, just...
DS9 or Voyager.
If it's a rewatch with Voyager, I'd just skip to like season 4.
Dude, I am in the thick of it. There's so much Kes stuff. There's a line where it's like, you're only 2 years old. You've got a lot to learn about men.
Ooh.
That's from the Doctor.
Oh,
hey,
that's Robert Picardo.
Kes.
And then there's another Onkampa, and he's like, would you believe I'm 14 years old?
Oh my.
My grandfather lived to be 20 years old.
Kes.
There. Oh, wow. What the fuck?
Oh, that's Kes. She does not look like that.
That looks like a fake person.
The haircut's crazy.
I need to buy a fucking Geordi LaForge thing. I want to do that Star Trek race.
Oh, the visor?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We should just get one of those.
Yeah. I'll look on Etsy.
I just watched the Chakotay episode with the Sky People when it's the Inuit Sky People. It's one of the craziest shot and overlays that I've ever seen, and it is the most late 90s TV.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like the most, like thinking we're doing something really good and cool, but it's actually very
They're
bad.
Going for something.
Yeah. They are really going for it.
This Italian we hired us as a Native American consultant told us this was cool.
I forgot about that.
That's a Ralphie Cifaretto plot line.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Yeah. What was the question? Should they watch DS9 or Voyager? I guess you did answer it.
If you have to pick one,
just watch it all.
Also, yeah.
Yeah, I think regardless, probably go with DS9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you find a place to put that giant Lego Enterprise. Raja knows. Let's settle this once and for all. Death battle. Patrick saying plague or Charlotte saying water.
Plague.
Water.
Death battle.
Who won?
Nobody.
Who won? Tune in next week to find out.
Whoever wins, we lose.
Yeah. They both have guns.
Yeah.
The line between water and plague is much thinner than you imagine.
I guess it's a draw. Joffis.
You drank the water.
we came.
Thank you for giving the gift of your body's water. Joffa says, how would your skills as content creators aid you in a climate apocalypse?
They wouldn't.
Greenland too.
We would die.
Yeah, we'd be like singled out as like the easiest to kill.
Yeah.
And eat probably.
Yeah.
This is totally unrelated, but before I forget, I saw a billboard for Mercy, the Chris Pratt film, right, and the subtitle is AI is the future of criminal justice.
That's what it says.
Says that on the billboard. And then it's a picture of Rebecca Ferguson and CP. Chris Pratt.
CP.
As we call it.
Yeah, but it just says AI is the future of criminal justice.
Well, I forgot about that trailer roundup we did where you paused it right and just said CP.
Yes.
With a picture of Chris Pratt.
CP3PO.
I watched that trailer for that in IMAX when we went to go see Avatar.
So funny. Oh, yeah, the billboard does say, like, see it in IMAX. I'm like, I have to watch a guy sit in a chair in IMAX?
Like, I have to watch this weird COVID movie?
Watch a bunch of screens floating at me in 3D.
Was it filmed during COVID or was it just...
That's that same guy, right? Like, War of the Worlds guy.
I think it's the same director.
That's awesome.
So I guess he just does sitting down movies.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just easy to make.
He should get Seagal.
Oh. Yeah.
Right?
The ultimate sitter.
The future of criminal justice.
Yeah. Meat Bear at Patrick. You wearing those wild colors because you're a fan or just look, or just because they look so good?
I mean, was I wearing my jersey? Or is
a lot of talk about your jersey. People confused why you were wearing it.
Why?
Explain yourself.
Apparently, you don't talk about Minnesota enough.
Yeah, I guess not.
You have to fly their colors.
Here's something crazy.
I do.
So the Wild were in town a couple days ago playing the Ducks.
The Ducks.
And I was just at like a restaurant with some of my family members who are still in town from the holidays. And my aunt recognized the Minnesota Wild broadcast team sitting at the table next to us.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Recognize them.
I know. Where were you? I would never have.
What? Where were you?
Just some like Italian restaurant.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Love that.
Wow.
I mean, there are a couple like Philly commentators that if I heard their voice while I was asleep from across a crowded room, I would like snap awake and be like, that's John Kruk.
Yeah. Go Birds.
I did get it when I was flying back to LA and they checked my ID. I got a Go Birds. Go Birds. So I don't know. It might be because I...
Eagles.
Yeah. Go Birds.
Go Eagles. Eagles. Go Eagles.
I got to get back to watching Task.
Sure.
Because it's all Delco. Right?
Emma, the goblins feel about adding some live krill to the office?
What'd you say about krill?
They want to add. Asking if they want us, if we want to add live krill to the office.
Tell you what. Should get baleen surgery.
Long wispy teeth.
We can't even like open our mouths. It's like so much Bailey.
It's like popping for apples. Yeah. Just like, all right, time to face in the krill tank.
Yeah. All right, let's
That's a good idea.
Go down to the trough.
Without any of the momentum that wheels have.
Right, so you just starve to death.
We just pour a bunch of like tiny shrimp in our mouth. And somebody else just shoots a hose at our face. And we filter it through.
Yeah.
It's like Husk.
Bailey surgery.
They should offer that.
Fucking Husk.
One of those like scary clinics that people go to like get their legs lengthened.
Yeah, or get like scales or something.
Surgery,
yeah.
Everyone's flying to Turkey and coming back with like a grill of fingernail teeth.
That's horrible. They should do a Husk like that. You use that exact Husk clip.
Patrick's used it before. Just like, too. I gotta watch Tusk still.
You've never seen it?
No.
Now that
Caitlin's on vacation, I should maybe just check it out.
Yeah, you'll blast through gone? It.
Yeah.
Oh, now's the time.
you don't want anybody to see you watching Tusk.
Tusk time. Oh, yeah. I am. I watched Face Off. Uh-huh. I'll watch Begonia tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we're going to see Marty Supreme.
Yeah.
Which you're not available.
Yeah. I wasn't invited.
That's not true. You were actually part of it. And then you said, go without me.
It's completely empty
seats. You said, if I'm available, I'll book it.
Yeah,
and that's true. You're not available. We have to stream.
During the day,
you're gonna have to cancel your tickets.
In the afternoon.
Still,
yeah,
you're gonna have to cancel.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about tickets. Our warm up games. Yeah. We have to play Zip Zap Zop for 5 hours.
We do a lot of improv games. Yeah. for like 3-4 hours.
We try to do mind meld. It doesn't work out. Patrick gets really angry.
Yeah.
He drives to my house.
Yeah, I show up.
It happens every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, Adriano Paquinto. Do you have a favorite holiday specific movie?
I'm up at Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I'm up at Christmas Carol.
Just watch it. Yeah, I was thinking about when Marley and Marley come and all the chains go around Ebenezer Scrooge. I did think it would be fun to edit that with Hellraiser.
Oh yeah, sure.
With all the chains flying out.
Yes,
just someone should do that.
Did I do a Hellraiser thing edit?
Definitely.
Or did
have.
I try and then I gave up?
Did I do something? Remember.
What does he say before he gets torn apart? Is it Jesus wept?
Oh yeah, it was the What the fuck was it?
It's recent, right?
Yeah, it was very recent. Doesn't matter.
Hey, chat, but it happened. Comment below whatever the thing was.
Yeah, help us. We might be crazy.
I think someone Oh, it was solving puzzle boxes in... What recent game had puzzle boxes? Ghost of Yotei.
Ghost of Yotei. Okay, so it was a little bit ago.
And then I think that's what it...
Yeah, but we could have talked about it.
It does not matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
But I edited that.
Any video...
So it wasn't... I don't know.
That's... that we make while one of us is experiencing some media that can very likely just be in it.
Yes. Know? Yeah.
I just remember cutting back and forth between Cenobites and like something else.
Well, chat, let us know.
Again,
well, we're going to have to see what the comments are about that one.
Go back like a year to when we were all watching Hannibal at the same time. And
I cannot wait for Reacher season 4. That's going to hit this channel.
A new golden age.
Like a passenger airliner.
Yeah. All right. You can't spell assumed identity without STD. It's time for a new STD.
Okay.
What does it do?
Oh. It's interesting. Calcifies it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hard as bone.
I think crabs, but on the inside.
I like that. That's really good.
I think it just makes you purple.
Oh,
like so
you can't hide it. Like you see somebody they've got
but then
STD.
You've got like the kind of like explanations. It's like, no, I actually, my family is Scandinavian.
I got
sunburned.
I have Navi sunburn.
I think it's a really bad STD that is actually super easy to spread. Airborne.
How is that an STD that's not just a virus?
When you take your pants off. It
like spores
can
a little cloud comes
if you're turned on you're susceptible
but for some reason modern
that sounds like a Star Trek episode
for some reason modern science doesn't know that it's contagious that way, and they say that it's like only passable through sexual contact so that everyone who has it who cheated or something
like herpes
even if they did get it through the air or something they get blamed
and it causes a lot of drama
that's
the biggest side effect is all the drama.
Sexually transmitted drama.
What about sexually tactical disease?
Okay.
Oh, so there's a little strategy involved.
Yeah, I do consider myself a sexual tactician. In many ways.
You have a lot of maps.
Yeah.
You and the Stranger Things gang are all planning out how
it's
you're
not
going to fuck
Stranger
Vecna.
Things. Oh, okay.
You're making plans.
I guess so. Yeah.
It's okay. Also, they're 25.
Yeah, I know.
One of the, I forgot to goof on it about that show is there's like an epilogue, really fucking long epilogue. And the older, like
John Marston?
Yeah, all the older young people. Like
Nancy, that Noah. Group. Schnapp's brother.
Yes. And Robin,
Joe.
They all stand around talking, like reminiscing. It's like 18 months later, and they're all wearing like suit jackets to show that they're older for some reason.
That's literally let's meet back here in 10 years.
They
same
do
time.
That.
That's what that is.
They do that. Yeah. They say, let's meet. Except they say,
once a month.
Let's meet in Philly once a month.
Philly?
Because Philly
from Indiana?
They say like Philly is in between Indiana, New York, and Massachusetts. Or something. So I think
that's like all of us going to Burbank. It's just inconvenient all around.
It's like all of us being like, oh, we all live, you know, like sort of far. Why don't we meet in Las Vegas?
but we all dress like 50-year-olds.
And then we put our suits
in the
on.
90s?
Yeah, it's like, which I don't know how far Massachusetts is from Philly, but New York is like, what, an hour?
Also, New York is 2 hours between Philly and Massachusetts.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, it's like a lot of work for everybody.
When I took the train from Boston to Philly, I passed through New York.
Yeah. And I mean, Indiana's probably not that far from Philadelphia, like relatively.
I mean, you could do it in a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like I've done the drive to Chicago from Philly, and that takes like it's 11 or 12 hours.
Yeah, it's a long drive.
Yeah, no, it's once a month?
Yes.
Once a month.
Once a month, they're all going to drive. Like, well, the New York people drive, what, an hour or two?
Yeah.
Is she working at a newspaper now, Nancy mm-hmm. Wheeler?
Yes, yes.
Not with JCC? Yes.
She dropped out so she could do journalism.
Which dropped out so she could go to, or no, wait. Whatever happened in Lilo and Stitch at the end? She goes to the
remake?
Or she leaves her sister.
Yeah, or she leaves her sister. Yeah. They do that.
California.
Yeah, yeah. Why can't they just have like upside down portal technology? They get to go hang out.
I don't know.
They could use it.
I don't know.
Throughout the whole last season, they go to the upside down like 50 times with no effort.
Yeah, it's super easy to get
I
there.
Really, when you sent the thing that said the final episode was the right side up, I wanted to throw right myself off a building. That drove me insane. I was like, are you fucking... I also saw...
Duffers, they think everything.
They already had their next project at Netflix shelved.
It's a spinoff, right?
No, they had a Stephen King thing they were doing. I think there's a Stranger Things...
Oh, shelved?
Yeah, it's been canceled. That was close. It was The Talisman.
Oh, yeah. That's another Talisman.
It got canceled, and then they were like, it's actually really hard to adapt that. I'm like, I'm not sure if that's what happened, Duffer Brothers.
Yeah. Although that show is still like super successful, right?
Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Oh, I mean, of course. I think everyone's though kind of like, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
Maybe the older
But it's still like, it's become one of those like fandom shows.
Yeah. But then you've also, I keep seeing thumbnails like, Stranger Things cooked? the aura is sour?
It's on sour. It's unk.
It's unk. Yeah.
Yeah, it's chewy.
Old heads think that this is cooked.
All right.
Where unks love Marty Bowman. They love to be skeptical and curious in their washing.
With their soap routine.
Their soap routine.
Okay.
Sigma.
Was that the STD question?
I am
still?
Different. I don't like girls.
Okay. I fucking hate it. I wish they were all dead.
Dude, if Will Byers became a gay misogynist, that would have been such a funny turn.
He's like, he becomes like a Milo.
Yes, yeah. He converts back.
Yeah, yeah.
He becomes a Catholic and then becomes straight again.
Oh, wow.
He's like, I don't like girls. And not only that, but I think what I'd do is wrong. I think it's wrong and it's
like
against
girls,
God.
But it's worse than you think.
It's beyond internalized homophobia.
Yeah.
It's a constant round-the-clock torture.
Yeah.
Self-torture.
Yeah.
Anyway, that would be the STD we do.
Yeah. I was thinking about Sean Penn from One Battle After Another. Yeah, Lockjaw, Colonel Lockjaw.
Yeah.
Which is like, you like black girls. I love him.
They should make him a Navi.
Oh, that'd be Sean amazing. Penn? A little Navi. He's like, he's six feet tall.
He's still not that big. I was also thinking
and Vincent D'Onofrio's daughter, his wife.
Really?
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, and I guess they were like best friends, and then he married his daughter.
Huh. All right. That's kind of weird.
Do you think Vincent's down with that?
Huh? When she was like 18, I think.
Okay.
It's extra weird.
Yeah.
All right.
There are worse numbers for that to have been.
I mean,
not many.
Definitely.
It's not a ton.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like probably the worst legal number that could be.
It's 100%.
Yeah.
Well, 42.
Did you see that clip of Megyn Kelly talking about Epstein's victims and saying they were barely legal?
God.
Yes. Yeah.
The 15-year-olds?
They have to like defend.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think they should also use Michelle Rodriguez DNA and bring her back in the next Avatar movie.
She was
in the first one.
Yeah.
I completely forget she's in that. Like, for how
and
many times I've seen that movie.
People aren't
going
to die and we're going to make some. But she should also be Force Femme masked. It should be like the assignment on Pandora.
They put her in the wrong.
Yeah, they put her in
her
Avatar male assassin
body. Body.
Yeah. Yeah. They just print out another one.
It's just another Quaritch body.
Yeah.
Just two Quaritch running around.
Okay, whatever. Ooh. I brought you a burger.
Here you go, boy. I want a cheeseburger. I got you a cheeseburger from.
I didn't think they had Whataburger here on Pandora.
But I found one.
Fire and charcoal.
Okay, all right. Hayes says, what decade is the best shitty movies?
It's, I think, 2000s.
Yeah, not this decade.
I think the
2000s. That's when they started going crazy with like the special effects and
stuff.
I think
it's between 80s and 90s.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's the video store decade, I think, is the best.
I think that's when like you could find shit.
Yeah.
Well, like anywhere, really.
There was such a market for video stores that to like, they just needed shit to put on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they pumped out.
That makes sense. Actually, 2000s is probably the beginning of the end. Probably a lot of garbage.
Yeah. Still
I'm just
good.
Thinking of great.
There
bad
is still
things.
Some good stuff from the 2000s.
That's stuff that would like end but, up in the movie theater.
Yeah.
You can go see
I think
some
the
shitty 80s movies.
The 90s are my personal, especially for like action stuff like that.
I can get behind that.
Not so now, Dolph, though.
Dolph no.
Oh, no.
Stuff that's bad now is just like annoying.
It's just like, the electric state.
What yeah. was the last
yeah. It's like it's a bad movie that cost $500 million.
They find two
to make.
Brothers and give them $500
yeah.
million. Dollars.
It's like pairs of brothers.
Madame Web was the last like.
Madame Web was
the last great
beautiful.
Bad movie.
That yeah. was fantastic.
Yeah.
Fucking
I think
awesome.
About it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess there hasn't really been anything else besides that. Even like what came after Matt? Like
oh, Kraven?
Kraven. I couldn't remember
the Venom
fucking
movies.
Name.
Yeah.
Yeah, Venom, don't got it. Kraven, don't got it.
Yeah.
Mm. Venom feels like being in a room with someone who's like, they've got a specific blend of like, not a room, a subway train, but they've got a there specific go. Blend of mental illness where it's like, you can't look away, but you're also worried if you make eye contact for even a second, they're going
yeah.
to come
yeah.
at you.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't think I can't put my body at ease during
right.
this.
Astrological, is there anything you're looking forward to in 2026?
Probably.
Season 2 of The Night Manager.
Yeah.
10 years later.
Yeah.
That'll be huge.
That's big.
More Tulsa King. More Jack.
Reacher.
I'd love to get a new vehicle, but that's probably not going to happen.
The band? Or no,
just
the
a
song.
Vehicle.
I'm a vehicle, baby.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Song. I hope to hear the song, but it's
song
not going to happen.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm looking forward to GTA totally coming out.
Yep.
That'll
I can't
be
tell
huge.
If that'll be good for us or annoying.
What's the current?
Yeah. Will it be a curse?
We kept
or
saying.
A boon?
Well, I mean, knowing us, we'll probably do like one video and then switch yeah. to GeoGuessr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends, what's like, the current release date?
November?
I don't know. I think
is
you're
it?
Right.
Where
yeah.
did it got
where
punted
did it
to November
at?
Of last year.
Last year.
Then to May of this year.
Uh huh.
And
then
it was
got
pushed.
Pushed because James Bond just moved into May. With the void.
I don't think they need to worry about
November 2026.
GTA?
Target.
I mean, GTA is just going to encompass everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would they move it for James Bond?
No, no, no. James Bond moved into May
to get
because
out of the way.
GTA delayed to November.
I see.
Yeah.
James Bond was going to be March. They delayed it 2 months.
Yeah.
For, guess what? Polish.
Hey! I like
that.
That
thing that gamers love. Polish.
Okay. The, I think it's the Polish. They like the Polish.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
No.
We saw the reception to Cyberpunk.
Yeah. I like it. I've been playing a lot of Indiana Jones and I really like it, but there are some very funny, like, just, it's mostly it's, just like graphical stuff that doesn't matter. Or like the faces are, when they're talking, will be a little.
It's got more jank than it should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also, I wouldn't care as much if it wasn't so committed to being like, you're in a movie. And I'm like, no, I'm not. The characters keep saying their canned lines and walking into walls.
The canned lines are really bad.
They're very bad.
The Indiana
Strombo
Jones
lines, over
like,
here.
Worse than like other games.
The Indiana Jones lines don't even make any sense.
He goes, huh, should have gone there. When he takes a picture or something.
Yeah.
Did you get to the end?
I haven't beat it yet, but I'm in Thailand.
Okay. There's a great reveal that I've been excited for you to get to.
Okay.
I think the last Tony Todd thing
probably
that or Final Destination
the final
Bloodline.
Tony
he looks
Todd.
So weird moving around
in that
yeah
that's the thing is the movie aspect of the game is like kind of fucky and then you remember
anytime
like,
it goes to like a cutscene it's a little
off Troy's still very good but it's like
I don't know
it's weird. I think like because remember how surprised we were that it was like, oh, it's supposed to be really, really good.
Yeah.
Not that I doubted Machine Games as a developer, but also it's a licensed game. Yeah, I didn't know. But then it was like really, really good. So we were willing to look past the like weirdness.
Yeah.
It doesn't have like, a lot of the Indiana Jones humor, I would say.
There's a couple things. There's
few,
like in the confessional.
Yeah, there's a little. That's
still like
very, that was good.
Rome was the best part.
Yeah.
I thought. I went
start
back.
Strong.
Yes.
I went back to do some stuff. I actually took a screenshot of it because it's hilarious. There's like, because if you go back to Rome from like Thailand or whatever,
yeah,
you're way more powerful. And the game is still scaled to whatever you are when you're there. And you get to bring, you get to go back with all your stuff.
I like that.
This is just like find, finish quest, whatever. But you can one, like, one punch knockout anyone.
Just run around punching.
So I would punch one guy and they would all see me and come running. And I have a screenshot of like Indiana Jones with like 20 dead Nazis at my feet.
Punched to death.
That I just like, yeah, it's pretty funny.
That kicks ass.
There's a great punch in Harrison Ford punches a Conja Club guy in that scene. And it looks ridiculous because he's so old.
Chewy. Yeah.
But one punch. One punch. What happened to the questions? Oh, David Jones, if you could design one Lego set that would be sold in stores, what would it be?
If I could design one Lego set and it would be sold in stores.
Yeah.
Deep Space Nine.
I mean, that would be sick. I would
How
even
big
take,
that would be?
I would even take a Quark's,
cool.
Quark's Cafe, Bar and Grill.
Bar and Grill. It's Quark's. I love this Bar and Grill.
Rip. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably do, you know, like those busts they have of like Lego helmets, like Star Wars helmets and stuff. Probably, I'm trying to think of who a good head would be.
Oh, I'd do the Southern Oracle from Neverending Story.
That's a good one.
But
That's
it's like one of those like landscape ones.
Yeah.
With the,
I want Falcor the size of that Titanic.
That'd be good.
Oh, cool.
And it also splits in half.
Yeah. Will Byers gay variant. Funko
Will
Pop Byers Lego.
Like, Will Byers running over to the redhead.
To say he's safe.
To give her a hug or whatever. All punched and like, yeah.
His wrists are limp.
Yeah.
Coming over to get you.
Yep.
I can't think of anything that I would want. I mean, there's like, there's stuff I've seen on like the, like enthusiast sites. I can't remember the name of them, but like MOCs.
Yes.
And there's been some where I'm like, that looks really cool. Like there's a thing from Satisfactory where I'm like, that's awesome, but it would cost me $900 and 2 months to get all the pieces required. So it actually, tariffs have also like murdered that hobby too. I think.
That's a bummer.
I was trying to buy a drum thing and the between tariffs and shipping, it was already like international shipping, I think, but like between tariffs and shipping, the price went from, I think it was like $180 to almost $400.
Ooh, Lord.
I didn't buy it.
Yeah, don't at that point you don't buy it.
That sucks.
It's cool that Americans don't get to buy things. Yeah. It'll make us more appreciative of the things we have.
Yeah.
Like American-made drum sets.
I was gonna say, of all the stuff we make here.
All those great things. I ordered this like
IPAs?
This like
parts of cars sort of.
IPAs. Yeah, yay, fun. I heard this like third party Gundam that I think was coming from China. And I was like, oh, fuck. It ends up being expensive. I'm just not going to buy it. But I guess they shipped it by boat. And that's not affected by it. It was also traveling.
There's a lot of weird car
There's weird rules.
Boats
I didn't know.
Don't count?
Yeah.
There's
it
boats
also took like 70 days to get here.
Oh, well. Yeah, true.
A lot of stuff, too, is like anything under the $800
de minimis
threshold that they got rid of. So like smaller hobby things that used to be just, because that's how Temu worked, is it would just let things through because under a certain monetary amount, it wasn't tariffed. Like the taxes weren't the same, but then they just did away with that.
Yeah, of course.
Bye bye.
It's working though. Just look at our.
Yeah, I'm not super clear on like why it needs to happen, but it seems like
all importing and exporting
has been replaced by ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just trust that they know what they're doing. They got a plan. They got a good solid plan.
Jimmy Fallon had Sam Altman on the Tonight Show.
Goody.
What the fuck? Why?
I don't know, but we should check it out.
Yeah,
I don't know
that
if it's any
like a great idea
thing for content.
Sounds awful.
But it sounds absolutely fucking nightmarish.
Yeah, I don't like the
and
sound
I just want to
that.
Say, the gays, we don't claim Sam Altman.
Is he gay?
He's got a husband, but it's a straight
man.
M for M relationship. We just don't claim.
It's
we don't
straight,
claim him. It's like,
oh, I see.
Yeah.
What you're saying. No. You can't put him on us.
I'm not putting. I guess I
yeah,
am.
You
yeah,
are.
I am.
Yeah, you don't get to do that.
I mean, you guys have all the other
shoo,
ones.
Shoo.
You've Hitler.
You don't have all of them. In fact, I would say
all of them.
I would say the gays are doing particularly bad. Not because of everything, you know.
Policy wise, yeah.
Ellen.
Ooh. Yeah, okay.
Okay, Ellen. Sam Altman and boom. You ready for this one? Peter Thiel.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
I mean, Ellen's probably in the scheme of things so much lower than them.
I think we have to
claim
Peter Thiel for funding's sake.
Well, yeah,
because I've got some ideas cooking that I think are going to be really cool.
Yeah, you can use that for something.
Of people we definitely don't claim.
Dumbledore.
Has Peter Thiel, is he out?
Yeah, he's. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he just gay?
Yeah.
Huh. I guess I just think of him so much more as an evil guy.
Yeah. No, he's an evil gay guy.
Yeah.
Huh. A gay evil guy.
Like pagan men.
Wow, what a
Jesus Christ.
Far Cry 4 villain. Played by a white man.
We also don't claim Ezra Miller in the trans community.
Yeah.
There we go.
You can't. I don't know. Shoo, away with you.
Vincubus says, "Oi, what did you lot get for Christmas then?"
Home one.
My mom got me lures.
Lego.
Lures.
Home one. Oh, the
lures?
Fishing lures.
Oh, lures.
Oh, yeah, lures. That's what I got from my brother. I got him a bunch of fishing lures.
I don't think I can even use them, but they look so cool.
I like the squishy. I like squeezing the squishy ones.
She did get me power bait. I did get a little canister of trout nuggets.
Just buy worms.
I'm going to.
That's all
she wanted to get me stuff. Okay,
I kind of miss seeing all those little bottles of fishing stuff.
Yeah,
so I'd go to the store with my dad when I was a kid.
They don't catch fish.
No, they just reek.
Yeah, they smell like shit.
Smells so bad.
Can fish smell?
Sharks can.
Yeah,
but can trout or bass, catfish?
Yeah, they can all smell.
Yeah, of course.
That's crazy. Yeah, ever think about that? Because we can't smell because the nose would.
We can
bring
smell.
The water in.
We can smell
underwater. I'm saying.
Well, right, but they breathe underwater. They breathe water.
Yeah, but do their gills smell or do they have nostrils?
No, they have receptors and stuff in their face.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Gills
they
just
have a nose in the front. It's a regular nose like ours.
It's just one of those things,
gills
you know,
is just
like
for oxygen.
You think about it and you're like, because we talked about how film photography and, you know, creating records that make music, it's magic.
Yeah, it's magic.
It's essentially
just
magic. Yeah.
Fish smell is magic.
Yeah. Teragami, Pyacon, Lego. That I did not know existed.
Nice.
I feel like I should have known existed.
Yeah. That's the best one. I went and looked at the collection.
Yeah.
I got to get
there's other stuff too?
Yeah, yeah.
Dang, I just didn't know at all.
I didn't.
There's Kate Winslet's husband and Jake Sully have the sailfish. That's one of the sets.
Oh, yeah. The skim wings.
Skim wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like those. I got a bunch of socks. I was very happy about that. Oh, got some pots and pans.
Okay.
Need some replacements.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's everything.
I got some movies.
Oh, nice.
What'd you get? You got
a bunch.
The Matrix.
I did get the Matrix 4 movie, 4K collection. During the Criterion sale, I sent out my Christmas list to a bunch of family members or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
This is, just buy off this.
I bought all those. You know how I bought a bunch of Criterion movies?
I do know that,
My youngest brother bought more than I did. During the sale.
Okay. He's a
cinephile. A lot of the same ones, too.
Wow.
But he just got a big old pile. I'm like, you got this with dishwashing money?
You know what I did get?
You son of a bitch. Like a Hardy Boy.
I did get the Saw 10 film box set.
Wow.
And it's it's
how
great.
Much was that?
No, it's not expensive.
Oh, I think
that makes sense.
It's not like the Wes Anderson collection.
No, I think it's $40.
Oh, well, there's
that's a
there's little box sets and then there's box sets.
Well, this is also as a set, so it comes with all 10 movies on Blu-ray, and then it also comes with all 10 movies on DVD, with several discs of special features on DVD. So you open up the case, and the discs all just fall out. So I gotta and also, why the fuck? I don't want DVDs. I don't need 480p versions of these movies.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't understand.
So I think
I'm
just gonna throw them away.
That happened when I bought Fast and Furious 1-8 and it came with a bunch of them and none of them have the title of the movie on it.
A bunch of these don't either.
So just a disc?
It's like a weird drop shipping almost equivalent where they just source these things from I think different suppliers and box sets.
Yeah.
And, I had to put it together by the cast pictured on the disc.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's just pictures. That's it.
Yeah.
The Saw ones are just it's just a saw blade on a DVD with no. Most of them are labeled.
Okay,
there's
three or four.
There's three probably that
that's
aren't
so,
labeled
it's
at
so
all.
It's so funny.
It's still so many movies. That means that's double the amount of discs for a bunch of
so
movies.
That's so crazy. Physical media is in a weird place.
I know.
I got my girlfriend got me the Star Trek 10 film collection between TOS and TNG.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Very excited.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. The food processor is great. I made a cake that required me to just pulverize an entire orange.
Oh, reduce it to atoms.
I made chimichurri. I made falafel. Yum.
Falafel.
Fresh falafel.
I mean, using that thing.
Fucking good. Yeah, man.
Mm. That sounds awesome. That syrup you gave us, that's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it?
Oh,
okay. No, we're not recording
videos. Don't
worry. Yeah. Do you like that?
Do you got any record? We got some left. Or anything we should put it on that you recommend?
What, if you had it in coffee?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
what
the intended.
Okay, cool. Thing. I didn't know if there was like some other.
But he doesn't
else.
Like it in coffee. He thinks it's gross in coffee.
I just drink it without anything else.
I mean, it would probably be good in like
a bottle.
Probably, yeah. I mean, you could sup from
pop
the
pop it in a cocktail.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
there
yeah,
we go. Honestly,
if you
yeah.
have like, if you would did like a,
just do a little eye drop.
Well, it's like apple cinnamon
in my eyes.
Yeah. It's like in your baleen teeth.
I've been putting it in my ears.
Can we next question?
Okay, you got it. That's the Christmas question.
Yeah.
Prof Mikowski, the year barely started and I already fucked up. Can we start over, please? No duos.
No, you have
sorry.
The power to.
You
got to
wait till 2027.
Yeah, whatever.
I say just don't do anything till then. You'll be fine.
Is there a time zone where they haven't celebrated New Year's yet?
Oh.
It's like 4 days behind everyone else.
I don't know. Like maybe there's an island where it hasn't reached.
No. I was reading that Pluto is about to make its first trip around the sun since it was discovered.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, it takes it like 300 years or something to go around the sun.
But you know what? I'm with them. It's not a planet. Fuck that.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
That's some fair weather friend
bullshit.
I love
how you can like see Venus and Mars sometimes.
There's yeah,
like,
real bright.
Just flickering.
Well, they specifically don't flicker.
Oh, those are the ones that don't flicker?
Yeah, stars flicker.
Oh, maybe I'm just looking at stars.
It's really bright.
Just looking at the sun.
It's Venus.
Wow, you see the moon, it's Mars.
But I have seen like
yeah, yeah.
a few of them.
They're
Jupiter,
extremely
I guess
visible.
I had Jupiter ones.
Yeah, Jupiter, those ones specifically.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you play Starfield at all?
No.
I did.
Space has me thinking about how bad it is because I was like on a whim because it's an open world. I was like, let me go check out Earth because I'm curious. Like, obviously, yeah. I want to go see it. So I traveled there because it's the neighboring star system. Nothing. Like landed down and there was absolute like no.
This is desert.
Black or yeah, it's desolate. There's no. There's just like a wreckage because the planet's inhospitable.
There's like one mission there, I think.
There's like not anyone living there, and it's just like cool. Thanks, Ron Howard.
It looks like
whatever. Todd
Ron
Howard.
Ron Howard. It's his fault too. Apollo 13.
Yeah.
Solo.
Oh, problem. Mikowski asked that question. Gandalf's big naturals. Y'all, parenthetical, Charlotte, excited for the new Streetlight Manifesto album?
Oh, this is not about... they're releasing a new album, huh?
I guess. Sure.
I mean, I wish them the best.
Sure.
I think the COVID I just got...
Mm-hmm.
So my friend was... Not my friend. My brother was at a D&D night where he got it.
Oh, that's
but
where
I
it came
think
from.
The whole
cool.
same group of friends had gone the previous week to a Goldfinger concert.
Oh,
you got Goldfinger COVID?
That's worse. That's worse than Omega.
I think I got Goldfinger COVID.
Yeah, you don't want
and
that.
My brother showed me videos. He's like, that's the singer from Jimmy Eat World.
Cool.
Oh, no, it's the singer from Mighty Mighty Boss Toast.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa.
But I'm pretty sure, because like I looked and there's not a surge happening. So
right.
I think that they went to a Super Spreader Goldfinger concert.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then it just went around the friend group back to my brother who brought it home.
I can't believe I didn't get COVID at either Refused or Viagra Boys.
Viagra Boys was so, there's so much fluid.
Yeah.
Getting passed around through the air.
I can't, it's amazing that
I've never been so soaked in other people's sweat before.
That's disgusting.
No, it's cool. It's fun. It's fun.
It was a good time.
It's fun.
It can be both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, like, hearing how not rough it was going to be. And it was.
Because it wasn't last time. And then
that's
this
what
time
I've heard.
Was like, it was amped up. It was awesome.
Polka bites?
Oh yeah, I got those for everybody. I forgot. You suck on them.
May I?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a suck.
You didn't even bite
them. They go fast. They go real
polka
fast.
Polka sucks.
Yeah, polka sucks. You don't.
Which
bite
I don't.
Your teeth
I don't
shatter.
Believe.
You don't think that.
No,
yeah,
I
of
don't
course
think that. Either.
Nukeworm, what's the dumbest comment you've seen on a video?
That one.
What was that comment I put up outside of my office at Funhouse? Somebody was like,
"Oh, they were mad at you about that." Mandalorian Jack Black one, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I like that.
I don't remember what it was. Oh,
it's
that was
one
probably
mass
it
of polka bites.
Yeah, because Rick printed it out, so I just put it on the wall.
I mean, I feel like I see bad comments and then they leave my mind.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever really had one stick with me.
I'm trying to think if there's any that, like...
I remember this one early on when I was at Funhouse talking about my tight pink fun tunnel.
Ugh.
And it was a little bit upsetting, and I think that's why I remember it.
These mouth sounds are going to be bad.
This is it's licorice flavored.
Yeah.
It is really good.
Mm.
There was that one comment that was doing the meme and saying that Jacob looked...
breedable?
Breedable. Yeah.
No, I forgot
was it
about
docile
that one.
Or... something inbreedable.
Something like that.
And we were talking about it in the elevator, and I was like, no, you're firm and infertile.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman in the elevator with us was very uncomfortable.
In that very corporate building.
She got off as quickly as possible.
I remember once there's a really loud bang. Or like, I was screaming in the office. Like, open the door. There's somebody. And like, was it like Paramount Plus across the hall?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was just like...
scared and crouching, wide-eyed.
Trying to figure out what the fuck was going on.
Steve R., favorite mental illness?
Ooh.
Mm. I like fake TikTok mental illnesses where people are just bored.
Yeah.
Like stuff about alters.
The VR one where they can like sense or they feel, they experience whatever happens to them in VR. Mm,
that's
real.
Awesome.
It's basically...
Is that Matrix sickness?
It's basically the sickness that Tim Heidecker has in the latest On Cinema, where he like he can't watch movies because he experiences them as they're happening, or like he feels as if whatever's happening in the movie is actually happening to him or something. It's like
that's how I remember Star Wars scenes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm trying to minimize the sucking sounds.
That's okay. Yeah. You can do it as loud as you want. You have to edit it. So. It's no big deal.
The sound of like the hard taffy hitting our teeth as we move it around our mouth. Grim's daughter, what are some of your favorite / essential Gunpla building tools? Thanks for the new hobby, by the way. Super fun.
I seed the floor.
I'll give one tip. You get some files or whatever. You can get whatever files you want.
A good glass file is good to have.
Yeah, but then dip them in a little water.
Oh, yeah.
That was a
good.
Really
That's
good
a great tip.
Yeah, wet sanding is a fucking huge game changer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finally getting back into, I was doing the high grade heavy arms with the like clear one.
Oh yeah, you got a clear
but
one.
But I'm forsaking any, one, it's a high grade, and two, I just can't take a file to it because it'll just show
on the clear
all
plastic.
Over. So I just try to cut the nub as close as I can. Yeah. I'm like,
I'll do
good
that,
enough.
Like, most of the time.
Yeah.
I won't care.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, get some nice nippers. Get them god hands.
The X-Acto knife was a great
knife.
Upgrade
really
for me.
Not that much. I would say like some files, which you can get for nothing on Amazon.
Yeah.
Glass files. A nipper, like a decent nipper.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you don't even need a nice one. You can get a shitty one, too.
No, yeah, shitty ones. Sometimes I miss my
file,
ones.
But
I think also like a mat, because I think I would like to get a mat.
Yeah. I like to have a little cup to put all the little bits of plastic in so I can drink them later.
But yeah, there's not really much gear.
And that's what's nice about it.
Unless you're getting into like customizing.
And weathering them.
Yeah.
All right. Parliament Cigarettes says, what's the best Sopranos episode? Pine Barrens.
I mean,
it's pretty up
there's
there.
A lot of good ones,
I
though.
I really like the episode where he takes Meadow to college and kills that guy.
Oh,
and
he kills that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
That rat?
Oh, early, right?
Pretty early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Florida?
No, it's in like
that's where he like kind of tells Meadow that he's in the mob, that he has some connections.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty early.
I mean, any of the Tony Blundetto stuff is like really good.
The Ben Kingsley stuff.
The Ben Kingsley stuff is bizarre.
Christopher's
so
like movie things. John Favreau.
Cleaver. I think the episode with the like festival for the saint.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I think more of arcs than episodes. Like everything with Polly and the nursing home.
They'll be pretty drawn out over a few episodes.
Yeah. I think as far as like best singular episode, I might have to give it up to the one where Tony, Bobby Bacala, and the wives go to the mountains.
They get in that fight?
Yeah.
Is that where Tony makes Bobby?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And like they get in that fight
really
over the
good.
Board game.
That's really
and
good,
it takes
yeah.
him out. Like that is one of the most self-contained episodes of the
show. Keeps insulting Janice. So Bobby punches
one
him
in the face.
One of
my favorite moments was just him and Polly on the boat.
Oh God!
In like, is that the finale?
It's late, but it's not the end.
That's not like
where he's thinking about killing Polly for telling the joke to Johnny Sack.
It is one of the most.
That's not that late. But yes.
No, it is. It's really late in the show, but he's still.
Oh, he's still thinking about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. He's like, did you tell that joke?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's got him one like, of the, like, you told him that joke, right?
One of the most uncomfortable nightmare, just tense.
Yeah. He's eating his rigatoni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While he's asking Paul all these questions. He tells him to get checked for Tourette's.
And then, of course, nobody's got AIDS.
Nobody's got AIDS.
But again, not an episode, just a moment.
I guess that and any of the Veto New Hampshire episodes are also pretty fun as an arc.
The
Johnny Cake stuff.
Yeah.
Like where Veto is like doing some like handiwork and he's like talking about how the day is going by so slow.
Yeah.
And he does, I'm not going to look at my watch. It's got to be 12:30. Looks, it's been like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He's like, so he drives
home and kills the first guy he sees.
One day
he's
of like
drunk driving and he shoots a guy that he hits.
Man.
Okay. Alex Hansgen, fuck, marry, kill, Rosalian Isles.
It's just no, you fuck can't Mary split them out.
Oh, yeah.
You're given two options.
Yes to all three for both, I guess.
In that order.
In that order, yeah.
Kevin Calamity, what's the worst Chris in the world?
The worst Chris? Chris
Kyle? Oh, Chris okay.
Just because it's such a weird, awkward name.
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Mm.
Yeah, Chris Kyle.
Chris Benoit.
Chris Jenner.
Chris
Jenner.
A lot of Chris's out there doing some bad stuff.
Chris Hitler.
Chris
Hitler. Oh, Chrissy Hitler.
Chrissy Hit.
Yeah.
Chris Mussolini.
Chris Columbus.
Chris Columbus is a bad one, yeah.
The director, not the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's he made? Home Alone?
Harry Potter movies.
Oh, yeah, Home Alone, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Some other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of bad Chris's.
The Explorer's fine. He didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
From the Book of Saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Rock.
You got to pick a winner, though. Who's the worst?
Oh, probably.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt. There we go.
AI
Mercy.
Is the future of criminal justice.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lebos with heated rivalry bringing a Yowie renaissance. How does Astrogobin plan to queer bait its audience in 2026?
What's Yowie again?
It's boy love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just gay?
Gay.
Yeah.
Boy gay.
It's boy gay.
Why is it called Yowie then?
I think it's like an anime thing.
I see.
Manga? Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And
we're just going to do that with Patrick and Jacob.
Yeah.
We're going to almost kiss at the end of everybody.
We're going to kiss.
That's just for patrons, though.
Yeah.
You want to see Jacob and Patrick
kiss?
It's going to be like that GoDaddy commercial in the Super Bowl. Remember when it was like Hot Lady sound picked up from a kiss?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll do that. It's just you two guys don't play backdrop. That's not even queer baiting. It's just gay.
Yeah.
We're both strapped to pendulums swinging towards each other.
Is queer baiting when you're trying to like appeal to gay people to trick them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what the hockey show is, right? Isn't that just a gay show?
That's just a gay show.
Oh, okay.
I think you could say on a larger scale, it's Netflix queer baiting.
Mm.
Sure.
Or HBO.
Oh, it's like HBO. So what is Sulu being gay in the... That could be, right?
I took a screenshot.
Would that be considered queer baiting?
No, because he's actually gay, and I think...
No, not the actor. In the new movies, remember they made Sulu the character gay?
JJ ones?
A bunch of people were mad. George Takei was even like, that's not...
I mean, that's a thing, but I think queer baiting is more like... The show is written and produced and acted in a way where it really seems like there's going to be a gay relationship. And then there's a rug pull and they're straight. They were never going to do that.
I get it.
That's kind of what it is.
I see.
So you guys would have to like make out a lot and then shake hands and say,
right.
I'm going to go talk to my wife.
We take off all our clothes and then we're just like, all right, good day at work. I'll see you later.
I wanted to
catch the game.
Yeah.
I wanted to read a couple Star Trek trivias I got from an episode with a Voyager.
Mm-hmm.
Young Chakotay mentions a Captain Sulu to his father, a great reference to Sulu from Star Trek.
Whoa!
Wow!
And then the shot of a nude Chakotay used a body double instead of Robert Beltran.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, we got four more.
Oh man, yeah.
I'm just Wiggles. Smooth peanut butter or chunky peanut butter?
Smooth.
Smooth,
I say smooth. I don't mind a chunky sometimes.
I like a peanut.
You want a rock hard cat?
Yeah, I feel like a peanut is better than like
deliciously
if it's like
sweet
some other weird chunk in there. Peanut's okay, but like I like it smooth. I can spread it better.
Just to grab a boob.
Penis.
Got an edit. Toad.
So you said these cats, these licorice cats will rip my teeth out?
These are hard, yeah.
They're very hard.
Ooh, hold on.
This is like the frozen gummy bear experience, but at room temp.
Ooh, that's a bad smell.
Yeah, they stink.
Are those bait? Are those trout nuggets?
It's bait.
Oh, they smell like B.O.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I don't know if I want to eat this anymore.
Ew! It smells like chocolate that went bad.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie's going to come up with stinky fart kisses.
Let's get these questions
She's
done.
Not even home. I can smell like whatever I want. Okay?
Okay. Dankshit says, do you think the It Follows at least lets you bust crazy before you die? I read it exactly how it was written.
Yeah, well, no, I know you did.
It doesn't fuck you to death.
It does,
No, it
though.
Just tears you apart.
Remember that one that fucks the guy to death?
Oh, yeah.
The mom fucks the son to death?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That does happen. Okay, I think it does a couple things.
Yeah, I think it probably lets you bust like crazy. It's like a Cenobite type.
So it's worth it.
It's like the end of Beau's Afraid.
It makes you so big.
She dies because he nuts so much.
I forgot about that. That part's so awesome. He opens his eyes and she's just like.
Yeah.
It was good. Oh, that shit's good.
Beau, buddy. You nutted crazy before the It Follows sponsor killed you.
Your scrotum's the size of a tangerine. All right, person down under. G'day, goblins. How will you make 2026 more anti-woke?
It's mostly it'll be through financial avenues this year.
Yeah.
We'll be supporting a lot of anti-woke.
Deep state stuff.
Yeah, anti-woke. Yeah.
We're donating
behind the scenes
to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Not to their charities. We're just leaving cash at the register.
Like 100% of our Patreon proceeds.
Yeah.
Going straight to Chick-fil-A.
Pretty much. Thank you guys for enabling that.
We will start shooting from the fabric section at Hobby Lobby. If anyone wants to come check us out there, we're going to be doing some live shows.
Yeah.
If anyone knows any rainbow crosswalks, we are going to pour cow's blood on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We haven't really like worked out the symbolism, but they did it at Burlington. So
yeah.
Yeah.
We got a supplier too. We've had one.
Yeah. What is the symbolism there? I don't really.
It's like a carry thing.
It's a carry thing. It's a Mike Flanagan thing.
Yeah, it's a Mike Flanagan's carry thing. Oh, let's see. Harper, last
they should
question.
Call it scary.
Next question. Don't attack
Harper, us. Who the F are you? Where the H am I? Oh, God, help me.
Brazilian Isles.
Yeah.
Brazilian Isles. Yep. Question answered. I hope that helps you, Harper. Oh, baby. Let me just make sure. Is any in there's one in the Discord from Whalebone Jack says, what is the worst ship?
Oh, Draco Malfoy and Harry Potter.
Thank you.
There we go. And that's the end.